Hi, you are listening to a podcast by Turning Point Leadership. Through inspiring stories, we will talk about leadership development and executive coaching. Thank you for listening.
Hello, everyone. I am Margot Ling, executive coach, Turning Point, based in Hong Kong. My passion is bringing people with different values closer together in business or collaboration. How to bridge the impossible with cultural intelligence? This topic is super relevant in the workplace or in business partnerships in today's world. I often hear from clients that interacting with people with different cultural values can be challenging sometimes. I'm sure you all have some kind of stories to share on this topic, yeah? In this podcast, I'll share some of my stories which helped me a lot and to guide clients through complex cultural situations too. So there are four parts in this podcast. First, I will talk about lack of cultural awareness made the possible impossible. Second, I'll talk about bridging the impossible with cultural intelligence, CQ. And the four pillars of cultural intelligence, CQ drive, CQ knowledge, CQ strategy, and CQ action. And fourth, my bonus tips on successful cross-cultural partnerships. Okay, let me tell you a bit more about myself. I'm a mother of two, and my husband is a Caucasian British, which means embracing different cultural backgrounds is a daily experience for me. Professionally, I've spent more than 25 years working in media and digital, helping international companies connect with Greater China. And I've been involved in exciting cross-border projects from large-scale investments to strategies for entering or scaling new markets. So, what got me interested in cross-cultural missions in the first place? Well, I was born and raised in the British colonial Hong Kong. Being trilingual allowed me to have the awareness of both Western and Eastern cultures. I would say there is even a difference between within Asia. But when Hong Kong was handed over to China in 1997, a lot of businesses started expanding beyond Hong Kong and the West. And I found myself right in the middle of it when I started my career. And there I had my first big cultural shock, or I call it cultural surprises. Let me tell you a story. Let's rewind to 2004. During the early stages of my career, I was full of pride and confidence. I embarked on my first joint venture for a digital media startup in Shanghai. Representing the investor side from Hong Kong, I was appointed as the leader of the entire team in Shanghai. Rather than appreciating the local practices and the ways that they operated, I insisted that the Shanghai team follow my way or the international standards. In the hierarchical work culture at that time in China, no one dared to challenge me. What I didn't realize was that my approach was creating distance and fear among the team members. Once, during a marketing campaign brainstorming meeting, the atmosphere was very quiet until a team member broke the ice and asked for my opinion. I shared my ideas naturally, and one by one, everyone agreed and decided to follow them, follow my ideas. However, I was really puzzled because earlier during that break, I overheard them discussing different ideas. I discovered that the team became hesitant to express their opinions in front of me, resulting in very high level of stress everywhere. I felt very frustrated and couldn't understand why my efforts were not yielding desired outcomes. Looking back, it was truly an unforgettable cultural shock. Navigating through the challenges took me over a year. If given the chance, I would approach it differently. Instead of imposing my ideas, I would prioritize developing a deeper cultural awareness to acknowledge our differences in values, beliefs, and work practices. Taking into account hierarchical concerns, I would seek alternative communication methods such as informal gatherings or going through a local colleague. The key here is to build the trust by spending time to understand people. Even when we share the same ethnicity, Our experiences shape our different sets of values. As Daniel Goleman, the father of emotional intelligence, put, a propensity to suspend judgment, to think before acting. Bridging the impossible with cultural intelligence. Most of you are familiar with IQ or EQ, I'm sure. But cultural intelligence, CQ, is relatively new. There are different researches done on CQ definition and measures. Before I explain more about CQ, let me tell you another personal story. A decade ago, I was bouncing between Shanghai and Beijing, leading a groundbreaking partnership deal between a US media company and a European TV show. Our goal was to have the show broadcasted on a state-owned China media platform. Everyone warned me about the level of challenge and told me that it would not be a possible project because the potential deal involved stakeholders from diverse cultural backgrounds and different values, which represented a significant cultural barriers and market concerns. It was a very, very complex situation. And not everyone had faith in the success of this initiative, which was, well, driven by me. But I vividly remember being 7 months pregnant with a growing bump rushing between cities in China to meet with numerous stakeholders. One crucial person in the deal was a famous and very busy influencer in the industry. I had learned about the importance of face-to-face meetings in China, so I made a decision to visit him in person, even if I knew it would take extra time. But when I arrived, I had to wait for more than 5 hours. Then he finally appeared. However, I would say this personal meeting played a key role in accelerating the success of this deal. After a few months of hard work, the deal came into fruition. That was the first reality show in China broadcast history using a foreign audio technology. Our whole team shared the purpose and felt very proud. Since then, I've been using this approach in all the cross-cultural missions that I had. Whether it's striking a partnership with Chinese media company, with the US social media platforms, or facilitating regional team performance. The most important thing is to build trust with people and make sure that this is a win-win partnership. So what exactly is CQ? It is a checklist for assessing our readiness in cross-cultural missions. The Cultural Intelligence Center defines it through 4 criteria that measure our ability to relate and work effectively in culturally diverse situations. They are the CQ Drive, CQ Knowledge, CQ Strategy, and CQ Action. Let's start with CQ Drive. Evaluating our level of interest in interactions, what motivates us to engage with people of different values. For instance, some leaders face challenges when their multinational team doesn't perform. When building a team that will work closely with international colleagues, take some time to understand each individual's intentions. Start with self-motivation. Consider incorporating questions in interviews to gauge their readiness for working in a culturally diverse environment. This approach will contribute to a more sustainable and successful team. Next, CQ Knowledge. Are we aware of our counterparts' value systems? Do they prefer collective thinking or individual space? How do they communicate, verbally or non-verbally? Understanding these values is crucial, and cultural value dimensions can provide additional insights for you too. One classic example is being an expat in a country where you are not familiar with their culture and practices. Take my disastrous cultural shock experience in my early career as an example. As a leader of a team with different cultural values, it's important to learn about local practices, embrace curiosity, and gather the information you need. Executives have shared various approaches, such as reading, immersing in pop culture, or seeking guidance from local team members. Choose the method that suits you the best. Knowledge matters. Then moving on to CQ strategy. which is planning our approach. It's important to be adaptable and willing to adjust along the way. How do we build bridges with common goals? What values do we bring onto the table? Strategy starts with awareness on the situation and the people. Mainly, it's about understanding commonalities and differences, identifying shared goals, and adapting approaches based on cultural considerations. In a cross-cultural collaboration, we need an even more clearer communication plan. For example, in a relationship-based culture, maybe having a small talk before discussing work. So please budget more time in a meeting. Say, in a high-partisanship culture like in Asia, creating more one-on-one meetings may be useful to exchange authentic views. Being mindful of factors like time differences and national holidays, and adjust the when and how along the way. Keep an open mind while avoiding unconscious bias are very important. Finally, success requires action. CQ action involves adjusting our communication styles. It's about finding our own narrative. This includes language use, tones, postures, and giving space, ensuring that the others feel respected and understand you. This step is to transfer our knowledge and strategy into real interactions. For example, I've done numerous consulting works facilitating collaboration between the two ancient civilizations, China and India. I encountered challenges with understanding accents. Both Chinese and Indian executives expressed difficulties in comprehending each other's accents, even when using English as a common language. My suggestion is, be mindful of the speed and clarity of your speech when presenting to non-native English speakers. Accents present individual identity. Avoid accent bias too. Another example is, you may need to adjust the way you speak. When I worked in the media tech space, I tend to be more informal and straight to the point. However, if I work with more traditional corporations, I'll be more formal in my tone of voice. Remember that effective communication is all about understanding others and helping them understand you. Looking back, I realized that it was the magic of CQ that truly helped me throughout my cross-cultural career journey. But today, I also have three bonus tips for you. This is my secret recipe. Firstly, respect. Respect plays a crucial role in the process. Respect cultivates trust and encourages you to express your opinion and ideas freely, leading to innovative solutions and fruitful partnerships. Additionally, adopting a partnership mindset is essential. We should strive for mutually beneficial relationships, and this mindset encourages cooperation, empathy, and a willingness to compromise, ultimately leading to a successful outcome. Finally, and I think it is the most important one, continuous evolution with a growth mindset. Cultures are not static. They evolve and change over time. As global citizens, it is our responsibility to stay informed and adapt to these changes. In conclusion, bridging the impossible with cultural intelligence is a long journey. Thank you for having me in this podcast, and see you next time.